Okay, good morning. This is Sister Majus Praini. The sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening that she really understands the importance and the power of the blood and of purging and cleansing and how it just really makes her holy. And that is just a gift that's to be treasured, the gift of repentance. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and just talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the importance of needing to walk in the spirit, how it's not the carnal outward things like money, food, guns, all these sorts of things that are really going to protect you. What it is it's the Holy Spirit, okay? Hearing Him every day, obeying Him every day, walking in Him every day, okay? Just like the children of Israel, how they were led about with a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of a cloud by day. Same thing, okay? He'll guide you through everything, but you really need to learn how to hear Him and develop a strong and powerful relationship with Him, okay? He's the one that's going to protect you. When you look around, you start seeing things, you know, food going and these signs, and the Holy Spirit's testifying to you, you need to get ready, okay? It's Him that you need to turn to, okay? It's the Holy Spirit, okay? Just because you can't see Him, don't be deceived, okay? He's more powerful than anything. He's God, okay? So He's the one that you need to cleave to, okay? So talking about purging, okay, how you when you're not, you know, being proud and being abased, but you're just being conformed to the image of Christ, you're being purged of your wickedness, okay? You get deceived, you hear something, you think it's the Holy Spirit, you find out it's not, okay? The next step with that, okay, is to help that purging process along, is just to be really honest inside of your heart, okay? And just ask the Lord to reveal to you in truth and sincerity, okay, what it is about you that made you believe that lie, okay? Be it your own mind or a devil that was counterfeiting the Holy Spirit to deceive you, okay? Just seek it out with the Lord. Find out why you listened to it, okay? And then ask for that to be completely destroyed, okay? Don't be lukewarm about it, okay? See it for the wickedness that it is and the evil that it is and cut it off, okay? Just like scripture says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, okay? That's the same basic principle. You looked at something, you wanted something, and the devil was there to give it to you, okay? Or your own mind, which is pretty much anything that's not conformed to the image of Christ is in the same kingdom, okay? It's all wicked, okay? So you want to have that completely you want to have that completely removed from you, okay? Don't wrestle with it and deceive yourself so you get stuck in a place, okay, where the Holy Spirit is trying to get you to grow, move forward, become more conformed to the image of Christ and be changed more rapidly. Don't lie to yourself and deceive yourself and make excuses and hold on to that wickedness, okay? Because that's just going to slow you down and that's going to hinder this process and that's going to unfortunately bear bad fruit for you later on, okay? You want to be honest. You want to cut it off. You want to move on, okay? You want to destroy it from your soul, okay? By the power of the Holy Spirit, like it says, you know, in the book of Colossians, mortify, okay? You want to mortify these deeds of the flesh. You want to destroy them, okay? With your whole heart, you have the power through the cross, okay? Remove it. Don't be lukewarm. Absolutely slaughter it and destroy it and move on and be conformed to the image of Christ and become more holy, okay? And transformed, okay? Really hate these things about yourself so that you can be transformed and renewed daily, okay? Because there's more to do. You're going to find that out. When the Holy Spirit, when the Father purges you, like it says in the scriptures, okay, you're going to find there's more to purge, okay? So don't get stuck and deceived and hold on to your wickedness. It's not smart. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has just a really honest day with you, with no self-deceptions, but just real clarity, desiring to see herself for who she truly is, and loving honesty. I ask all these prayers, you Father, you Son, Jesus' name. Amen.